Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Barrett, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we will continue in our current series of studies, The Power of the Gospel, as brought to us in the book of Romans, the Epistle of Paul to the Romans. We read the 16th verse of that first chapter, and this is our theme verse. Paul writing says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, the power of God, if you please, unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. We've been taking the first chapter of the book of Romans up verse by verse, and we read in verse 3 today, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. This is the subject of the gospel we've already considered on the broadcast. The apostle of the gospel in verse 1, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated under the gospel of God, especially called servant of the Lord, so willing and so able to present the fact. This man who called himself the chief of sinners, this man was able to write of the gospel of the grace of God in all its fullness. So that apostle was well chosen, the apostle of the gospel. Verse 2, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the promise of the gospel, then our verse today, concerning his Son Jesus Christ our Lord, the very subject of the gospel, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, in the next broadcast, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead, the proof of the gospel, as seen in the resurrection, by whom we have received a grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations. Here we have the scope of the gospel, and so on through this first chapter. Now today, let's concentrate our thoughts upon the third verse, concerning his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Now we're going to receive, in the course of our study today, the testimony of about five people, beside the Lord himself. Now the Lord does. He's the one that introduces the subject, which we're going to use to introduce the subject today, as to who he really is. And we're going to read from the 40th Psalm. We read in that 40th Psalm, written by David, about his illustrious son that would come later. That's what we read, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. And he gives us a little preview. And here we read in Psalm 40, verses 6 and 7, sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire. Mine ears hast thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings hast thou not required. Lo, then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me. In the volume of the book, it is written of me. Christ had to say that. All through the scriptures we see the scarlet thread of the sacrifice of Christ for our sins. They say that in England in the early days, in the days of the sailing vessels, that they had the very finest ropes, of course, on the sailing vessels to hoist the sails. And they would steal those ropes. And so they hit upon the plan of weaving into the Royal Navy ropes a scarlet thread in the middle of all the strands. And wherever you cut that rope, you would find that scarlet. It stopped the thievery. You know the Word of God is like that? Wherever you cut it, you're going to find Christ. Christ himself said prophetically in Psalm 40, in the volume of the book, it is written of me, Christ is the subject of the gospel. That's his testimony. Now let's see what the angels say at the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, as recorded in Luke chapter 2. We read in verse 8 of that wonderful chapter, so familiar, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. Not to the Jewish people only, shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. This is the angel's testimony. Shall we receive it? A Savior. A Savior because he died for us on the cross and stained that cross with his crimson blood and washed away my sins and yours as well. So that's the testimony of the angels. Now in that self-same chapter, there's another wonderful testimony on the part of a man by the name of Simeon, a very devout man. We read of him in verse 25, Luke chapter 2. Behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost. Notice that, please. It was revealed unto him by the Holy Ghost that he should not taste death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came by the Spirit into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the custom of the law. Then took he up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thine word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. Now remember, he took the child Jesus into his arms, and he looked at that child, and he says, mine eyes have seen thy salvation. This is the testimony of Simeon. Yes, this is the grand subject of the Bible. Christ knew it. The Holy Spirit of God revealed it to Simeon. Shall we take the testimony of John the Baptist in the first chapter of John's Gospel? John the Baptist, we read there in the first chapter, verse 29, introduced our Lord Jesus Christ to his disciples. They were present on this occasion. Christ came into view, and John looked upon him as he walked, and he said, Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. That wonderful, wonderful Christ. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Now, listen to what his disciples would think of this. They were Jewish disciples, of course. John the Baptist was a Jew. All these people are Jews. They would say, Oh, I see now. Those Old Testament sacrifices really did not take away our sins. As a matter of fact, the Old Testament word for atonement means simply to cover. Those Old Testament sacrifices, the blood of those sacrifices, covered over the sins of those Old Testament people. But Christ took them away. Not only did he take those sins away, he took our sins away. God in his omniscience laid our sins upon Christ when he died on the cross of Calvary. And oh, that spoke volumes of these people. The next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away, if you please, the sin of the world. Not covers over. He takes them away. He took our sins and he bore them into death. This is the testimony of John the Baptist. Oh, yes. The gospel, the subject of the gospel, is Christ himself. Now, let's talk about Moses and Elias on the Mount of Transfiguration. In Luke chapter 9, we read there, verse 27, But I tell you of a truth, there shall be some standing here, the Lord is speaking to his own disciples, which shall not taste of death till they shall see the kingdom of God. And it came to pass about 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up to a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. Behold, there talked with him two men, which was Moses and Elias, Old Testament prophets, who appeared in glory and spake of the decease which he should accomplish at Jerusalem. Now they were talking about his death. This is Moses and Elias. How did they know about his death? Let me tell you something. They knew about it when they were alive and ministering on this earth. Notice this verse, please. It's a marvelous verse. Behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory and spake of his decease, which he should accomplish in Jerusalem. Now, his death was an accomplishment. Ours is a tragedy. His death was an accomplishment. Why? Because he took away our sins by that death. How did these men know that? The Spirit of God revealed it to them, the same as he did to Simeon. And they knew. Now, his own disciples, the Lord's own disciples, didn't know that. He told them time after time that he was going to that cross, and they just refused to believe it. This was their Messiah. This was to be their king. They didn't see that there was a greater need than the throne. There was a need of the cross, that he should die for our sins, that we might be subjects in that kingdom. This is their testimony. Now let's see what the Lord himself says in John chapter 12 and verse 32. That wonderful chapter of the 12th chapter of John. Well, let's read verses 31 and 32. Now is the judgment of this world. Now is the prince of this world cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. How fraught with significance these words really are. And then he talks about his death. The Lord talks about his death here, but it still did not sink in. They couldn't accept it. But here he tells them why he's going to the cross. He says, and I, if I be lifted up, where? Lifted up on the cross, of course. And now is the judgment of this world, now is the prince of this world cast out. That's Satan. He's called by the Apostle Paul the God of this world in the Corinthian epistles. The prince of this world should be cast out. Why? Christ was going to undo his efforts by dying for our sins. And I, if I be lifted up on the cross, of course, will draw all men unto me. Yes, here is the subject of the gospel, testified by the Lord himself. He tells us, I'm going to die on that cross. Satan is going to be defeated, and he slew death by dying. He conquered by stooping, and Satan was defeated. Our salvation was accomplished. How glorious. Our Father, today we thank you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for this wonderful story of our Lord expressed so plainly in the Scriptures. Blessed to the minds and hearts of your people and to those who are listening, in Christ's name, amen.